good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, the hurts of the month. Yes, it's about that time. Of course, there's not a lot of new releases in December, but they're really starting to roll in. Yes, it's a good time to be a fan of good country music. We've got about a dozen albums today that we're going to take a listen to. It'll be a two-part show. We're going to hear some Canadian releases, some American releases. Yeah, a lot of good stuff today. I think we'll hear something from Tom Phillips and the Lynns, something from Mike and the Moon Pies and Samantha Fish, something from Mary Batiata and Little Pink. Yeah, a lot of good new stuff today, so stick around. Let's get started. Well, Jim Cuddy. He has a new record out. Yeah, I still remember when I first discovered Blue Rodeo's music. Yeah, Jim Cuddy, of course, is one of the front men when it comes to his group, Blue Rodeo. But every now and then, he puts out a solo record. And I'm really glad he does because, you know, it's a little bit different than the stuff that he puts out with Blue Rodeo. But it's just fantastic. And his new record, Constellation, you know, it's that country and rock kind of thing that he does so well. And no complaints there. Yeah, it's a really good record. Like I say, it's called Constellation. We're going to hear two tracks off of it. And this one here is called While I Was Waiting. Yeah, I think you'll like this. Something brand new from Jim Cuddy on Hurtin' for Real.
I finally put my heart away, stepped out of the mess that I had made. A long time coming, but it's better late than never, I say. People say there's someone you should see. I say, why are you doing this to me? I'm happy on the shelf, there's nothing left to rattle my head. Walked into the room and I just knew right away. Small talk time as the hours ticked away. So many nights so blue. Oh, what else could I do? Oh, while I was waiting for you. Should have seen the ones that came around. Like they're picking through the lost and found. I looked them up and down and I wish that they would pass on by. Maybe it was something in their walk, or something funny about the way they talk. Whatever it was, they were dead before they'd even tried. They stumbled through the door, say they're feeling kinda shy. They tell me their life story, man. Die. So many nights so blue. Oh, what else could I do? Oh, while I was waiting for you. I looked into your eyes and then I knew. Oh, my waiting time was through. Never felt the jewel like this before. You woke me up like a siren screaming.
Jim Cuddy. His new record is called Constellation. Yeah, who can pull off a ballad better than Jim Cuddy? Yeah, he's had so many of those over the years. Yeah, good stuff there from Jim. Like I say, his new record is called Constellation. That their song is called You Be the Lever. And he's got a new record, yes, but he also has a big tour. He's doing about 30 dates all across Canada, and it's about to start, like, right now. So, yeah, go to his website, jimcuddy.com, find out all about his tour and the new record. Yeah, thank you, Jim. Well, hi there, everyone. You are listening to Hurtin' For Real. My name is Brian, and got a new record from a group called The Lynns. Now, I've played Lynn Hansen and Lynn Miles before. I really like their solo records. They've decided to do a song or a record together. And the spelling of their name is kind of interesting because one of the Lynns spells her name with an E and one doesn't. And so what they've done is they've done capital L, capital Y, capital N, capital N, and then a lowercase e. And then a big S, just to sort of make sure that both their names are in the name of the group. But, you know, they're kind of showing that they're spelled differently. Anyways, it's interesting. And their new record is really good. It's called Heartbreak Song for the Radio. It's a country record, I guess country folk. You know, it's got some influences there, but there's some country in it, definitely. And we're going to hear a song called Cold Front. Yeah, the playing on it is really good. And of course, the harmonies you would expect would be really good, especially if there is Lynn Miles and Lynn Hansen involved. Anyways, I think you'll like this. Something from their new record. This is The Lynns on Hurtin' For Real.
A picture of the dark, and I'll hand you a photograph of the inside of my heart. 'Cause I got that sad, sweet feeling rolling around my chest. You're just another trophy for my shelf to go. There's a cold front moving in. like there's a cold front moving in. Yeah, it feels like there's a cold front moving in.
And Lynn Hansen. Yes, you put them together. They are called the Lynns. LYNNES, and they have a new record out. Oh, is it good? It's called Heartbreak Song for the Radio, and that's one of them there. It's called Cost So Much. Yeah, what harmonies in that song there. Yeah, good stuff there from the Lynns, their new record. Yeah, check it out. Go to, Lynn Hansen's website. Yeah, LYNNE. And then Hanson, Hanson, or just Google the Lynns, Lynnes. You'll find it. They are a very talented duo, and I've decided to make that one of the Hurts of the Month. Well, do you know Elliot Brood? Elliot Brood is not a guy. It's a group. They are a three-piece. They are from Toronto. They're made up of Mark Sasso, Casey Laforet, and Stephen Pitkin. And their new record is really good. Yeah, it's called Ghost Gardens. It is their ninth, if you count their, you know, live records and EPs. And, you know, it's the type of stuff you might expect from Elliot Brood. They kind of have a rough around the edges sound. They're not exactly bluegrass. They're not exactly country. They're not exactly folk, but they're on the edges of those types of music. And their new record, like I say, is just fine. Yeah, we're going to hear two songs from Ghost Gardens. Starting out with a song called Till the Sun Comes Up Again. Some new stuff from Elliot Brood on Hurtin' for Real.
Then your man pulls the same line. done on your own. She's long gone and her ghost tagged along and on and on. She's gone.
Yeah, I love the sound of that record. It is called Ghost Gardens. That is Elliot Brood. Yes, they are a three-piece from Toronto. And that track there is called The Widower. Yeah, the whole album is really interesting. And yeah, as good as that track there, good stuff there from Elliot Brood. Well, hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' For Real. And yes, this is the Hurts of the Month. That's when I play stuff that is new and stuff that is good. Yeah, I kind of do all theme shows except for my last show of the month where I kind of play a couple of tracks off of some albums that, like I say, are new and I quite like. And one of the new records that just came out last year is by Tom Phillips. Now, Tom Phillips is from Alberta. His group, well, Tom Phillips and the Men of Constant Sorrow, I've been playing them for quite a while. And, you know, they've been kind of twangy, honky-tonk, that type of thing. But Tom's last two records have been a little different than his first few records. And they might be considered a little more adventurous. But, you know, the songs are just fantastic, and I like this new side of Tom Phillips. You know, I like the old side too, sure, but anyways, Tom Phillips is a real treasure, and we're going to hear something from his new record called Plastic Machine. Why don't we hear a song called Distance? Yeah, this is a country song, absolutely. Some good stuff, new stuff from Tom Phillips on Hurtin' For Real.
If I looked you up tomorrow, would you still remember me? Would you ask me how I'm doing? Would you tell me how you've been? Would we go out for a coffee, sit out in the sun? If you saw me coming, would you run? Well, I put a lot of distance between here and who I was. Sometimes it's still not far enough. I'm aware of that because
'cause it's just a work in progress. I may never get it done, so I may never know the mercy of your love. But there ain't no harm in trying, there ain't no shame in losing now. After all the things I shattered, I'm just glad I'm standing up. And I wish things hadn't happened, but they did, and now they're done. So the only thing that's left is moving on. I listen to the chatter of the experts round the clock. They tell me how my world works, what's real and what is not. But it seems to me they don't know what they're saying, they just talk. They're just trying to sell me something that can't be bought. And so I wish I had a way to go back into time, move the planets all around, put the stars all in a line, remove the desolation, you how to smile, but I don't, so it's enough to keep from crying. Questions that I got, as near as I can get to them, they won't let themselves get caught. So I guess I'll ask forgiveness to whoever for who knows what. Then I think I'll go outside and take a walk. 'Cause there ain't no harm in trying, there ain't no shame in losing out. After all the things I shattered, I'm just glad I'm standing up. And I wish things hadn't happened, but they did, and now they're done. So the only thing that's left is moving on. And I wish things hadn't happened, but they did, and now they're done. Can't rhyme all my words to whiskey, then I can't rhyme at all. I keep singing all these songs about leaving, I might as well be gone. If I can't figure out a way get rolling, I might as well lay down. If I can't lie beside you in the morning, I just as soon not face the dawn. I've been trying to get across this river most of my life, but every time I make it to the middle, it starts looking too wide. I can't navigate the great white water, though I got it in my sight.
got misty and strange. But there ain't no coming back from half the things that I've done. And I guess it's always gonna be that way. I've been searching for something that I might tell you to make you look at me again. But all my words fall short of their meaning, so I got nothing to say. My regrets are as high as the mountain, and the colder than the clay. Oh, they hurt me real bad in the morning. It's nighttime makes me pay. I fell on hard times, and I don't. Just got misty and strange. But there ain't no coming back from half the things that I've done. And I guess it's always gonna be that way. Yeah, I guess it's always gonna be that way.
Tom Phillips is his name. Yeah, a good new record he has. He's from Alberta. It's called Plastic Machine, and that there, Words to Whiskey. Yeah, it's good to have Tom back, and yeah, always appreciate new music from Tom. Well, hi everyone. This is Hurtin' for Real. Remember, you can connect with me on Twitter. Yeah, I've got one of those Twitter accounts, at Hurtin' for Real. That's Hurtin', no G, no apostrophe, Hurtin' for Real. And, oh, you can follow, you can like, you can, what do you do there on Twitter? You can check out information on my shows, you can find out some other music news, whatever, at Hurtin' for Real. Well, there is a bluegrass group out of Vancouver called Viper Central. And you know, they're kind of bluegrass, they're kind of not. They touch on some other genres, and they've just released their fourth record, and oh, is it good. It's called The Spirit of God and Madness, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. On it is a song called 99 Cents Short, and yeah, I think this is just fine. Some new stuff from Viper Central on Hurtin' for Real. Too small. We got accordion and banjo.
devil's town. The devil's string will lead you to where what's lost is found. Still got the old tunes too, and the devil's key. Gonna play like hell till the break is found between the world and me. I came to fiddle and dance, didn't come to marry. Tying knots in the devil's tail, even on a Sunday.
From Vancouver. Yes, that is Viper Central. Yeah, aren't they good? The new album is called The Spirit of God and Madness. And we heard a song called Devil's String. Yeah, they are very talented musicians. And yeah, look them up. ViperCentral.ca is their website. And yeah, good stuff, new stuff. Kind of released late last year from Viper Central. Well, today on Hurtin' for Real, I'm kind of featuring some new records, some that were released late in 2017, and some were released just here recently in January. But yeah, it's a two-parter, and you might have noticed that the first half of the show, this part one you're listening to now, it's all Canadian artists. And I've noticed that I've kind of gone from east to west. Yeah, I started with some artists from Ontario, and then we went to Alberta, and then these last two performers that I'm playing are from BC. And this guy here is Barney Bentall. And October, he released something called The Drifter and The Preacher. And, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's not the kind of radio rock guy that he used to be. You know, I like that kind of stuff that he released back in the 80s and 90s, but he's kind of more of a folk guy now. You know, he plays some folk and roots and Americana, you might call it, and it's pretty good. Yeah, his name is Barney Bentall, and his new record, like I say, it's called The Drifter and The Preacher. We're going to hear a song called In the Morning. Yes, this is a really good song. Here you go, some Barney Bentall on Hurtin' for Real.
We rolled into town, just driving around. For a minute, I couldn't find your old place. I was telling a friend how it came to an end. I remember the smile on your face as you walked through the door across that old wooden floor. 22 years to the day. In the morning I will be gone. When the sky turns red with the dawn, you stay here and I will move on. In the morning I will be gone. Well, my friend, he said to me, I guess it's all history. You ever wonder what might have happened if you'd stay? I said there's a life of the village and a life of the quest, and we both went our separate ways. But the touch of your skin and the power within, the sting of it stays till this day. In the morning I will be gone. When the sky turns red with the dawn, you stay here and I will move on. In the morning across that old wooden floor to a pretty young thing tanned in bar. I could see in her eyes the fall colors and the moon rise, your smile and my old guitar, and the smell of your hair, my soul lying there, and the roads that you walked along. In the morning I will be gone. When the sky turns red with the dawn, you stay here. Shakes the hands of all the members of the congregation as they are birthed out into the blinding light across from the railway station, figuring they might have cheated the devil out of one more week. Blessed are the meek. They sit down to Sunday dinner where the preacher's wife is laid at tea. The tension across the linen cloth, a taut and rusty cable. The eldest daughter steps outside into the alley to get high. Blessed are the hungry, for they'll be satisfied. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, there ain't nothing to say. Come on and you'll find an empty room and she's been on my leg. Starts pacing by the hour, the worry soon replaced by something sinister, dark and sour. Wondering how to spin it, how to handle all of the scorn. Blessed are those who mourn. The boy joins a band, they get in fan to rewrite the same old story. Backstage dives, girls giving the eye all the guts and glory. His ma sends a little bit of money to lend a helping hand. Blessed are the merciful, her son is cursed to travel the land. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, there ain't nothing to say. As it sets out upon the ocean, seagulls circling overhead in slow, swirling motion, holding a woman's hand, still staring down the barrel of a shaky star. Blessed are the pure of heart. Decades later, on his deathbed, preacher wonders by man. Live your life under the load of some old coal that leaves your family scattered. They both wanna talk, but the best they can do is a handshake and a nod. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. Oh,
Barney Bentall, that is. Yes, his new record is called The Drifter and The Preacher. And that is a song called The Preacher. Yeah, he's got another song called The Drifter on the record. But yeah, both those songs show up on Barney's new album. And yeah, he is, or has, a new record out. It's one of the hurts of the month. And yeah, it's really good. Yeah, Barney Bentall. Well, that is about it for part one. I've got part two coming up. You know, part one was all Canadians. Part two, well, all non-Canadians. Yeah, I've got some Americans and I think a guy from Europe in part two. Anyways, part two, some more really good albums coming up. So I'm going to stop talking now. You can go check out part two and we'll visit in just a bit.